It's time for Wolo and Friends on Sports 56, presented by Homer Skelton Hyundai. Here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin.
Oh, what a busy weekend it was. Blue Gray game. That's in the books. NBA playoffs. Been a long time since every home team, every higher seed won. That's what occurred. One of them was pretty fortunate. And then golf. History all over the place. This morning, Scotty Scheffler finished. He's won 4 out of 5 events and was second in that fifth. He's made $16 million in the last 5 weeks. Nelly Korda, even better. 5 in a row. We go into medals in just a little bit with all of that. TJ Reeves will join us at 10:25. At 10:45, more on golf. That will be with Ted Butler. Zach Boyd, what's the most important thing? And I know you've got medals, too, coming. What's the most important thing about a spring football game?
That everybody comes out of the game healthy.
Bingo! Spot on, baby. You've learned well, young man.
I've seen it too many times.
No injuries. That's the best thing. The other a part of the Blue-Gray game that was the best? Seth Hannigan, 2 possessions. That's all he had. They gave him 2 series, both times, marched on the field, touchdown.
Easy enough.
Oh, yeah.
Easy enough. Let's carry it. Let's package that and get it ready for opening day.
Seth is going to break every record there is when it comes to quarterbacks and passing. He's first already in total yardage, second in touchdowns. He only needs like 10 or 11 to pass. I think it's Brady White. Wimprine might be second. Danny's going to say bye-bye. And then single season, actually, it's Martin Hankins, I think, or Riley Ferguson, one of those two, had the best season with 4,000 yards. But I think this could be the year that Hennigan beats that. He's going to break. He may surpass the passing totals because he'll have 4 years as a starter, a productive starter all 4 years. They may never get broken. They may never get broken. Because I don't know the next guy that'll ever be a 4-year starter that productive. So impressive, that is for sure. Oh, also Mario Anderson, the running back who transferred from South Carolina, who, by the way, was featured in that promo from FedEx and NIL. So you know he got his money. Outstanding first touch, little swing pass, and 40 yards later, they were in scoring territory. Then he scored a touchdown. It was a lot of fun. It really was. Decent crowd, great atmosphere. They did the tug of war and the dodgeball. And let's be honest, spring games now are getting more and more where you want there to be activities beyond the football game. Like at Ole Miss, I don't know if they played any football. They do 7-on-7 there or something like that. It was totally different. And I don't have a problem with that because they're still getting their practices in, and that's really the critical aspect of it all. But this was fun. He divvied up Ryan Silverfield, divvied up the guys. You didn't have your offensive linemen all in their true positions. Some did not play that are injured. I think the offensive line is actually going to be pretty good. You know, it's really tough to tell. I thought Martin Hankins' defense was speedy. You know, that was something we all questioned last year about team speed on the defensive side, particularly in the defensive backfield. That looks like it's been upgraded, but it's always hard to tell when you're playing your own guys. So you really never know, but I think you can't help but be enthused if you're a Memphis football fan and you went to the spring game that it was pretty good. So that's in the books as we move closer and closer to summer. You know, one last thing on the U of M, David Jones, the news came out, he's going to test the NBA waters. Okay, I think we all knew that was going to be the case. And have you seen David Jones on any mock drafts in the first 2 rounds?
No, I haven't.
I have not either. And I want David Jones to be as successful as anybody in the NBA. You know, I'm so happy Kendrick Davis all G League. You know, there's a chance that someday Davis is going to make the NBA. If he shoots well enough, we knew he could penetrate. Defense is still going to be a little questionable, but, you know, he's a tough guy. He's going to give you 100% every time. So, if KD can make it, I do think there is hope for David Jones, but I don't think it'll be this time. I think David needs to come back and prove he can do this again. If he can lead the conference again, the question is about NIL money. Can you give a guy who is on a visa? This is not an NCAA rule, as Joe Dank pointed out so beautifully last week, and he'll be with us tomorrow. So will Jason Munn. So we'll ask him too, because he's done a little research on this. But it's a visa law, federal law. It is not an NCAA rule about paying players. If you've got a school visa, you're not allowed to work. But that doesn't mean you can't get money off royalties of your name, image, and likeness. So there's ways that you can pay players anyway. I know Zach Edey, who's a Canadian, complained about his ability to make money. And I know that David Jones might have been paid last year while in the Bahamas, because you're not on national soil. So that may have been a way around it, but I think there's other ways around it. We'll try to explore that a little bit more tomorrow. But David Jones is going to test the waters, and as Penny Hardaway told us, 70-30, he thinks that he will be back. One of the topics that we'll talk about with TJ Reeves, and it's going to be big this week, Thursday, we'll get into it with Russell Copeland as well, the National Football League draft. That is round one Thursday, and then they've shifted this, and they're having rounds two and three on Friday. A little bit of news this morning, too. Orlando Antigua leaving John Calipari, not going to Arkansas. You saw Kenny Payne is. He is going to his alma mater. He's going to coach with Brad Underwood at the University of Illinois. So Orlando Antigua, who was head coach at USF, he gets the new job with Cal. Cal, by the way, is getting another one of those freshmen that was in that heralded Kentucky class to now transfer to Arkansas. That happened this morning. Also, Elijah Martin, the FAU, I think, terrific guard, who is a two-way guy, he's transferred, and it is not going with his old coach. He is going to Florida. So, a little bit of news there. You know, on Mondays, first segment, we do precious metals. We sit in the Family Leisure studio, and a reminder, the Family Leisure factory direct pricing sale is on. It's been on. It's really going strong. They may continue this. It's so good. Swimming pools, spas, patio furniture. All the new ones are in here. The 2024 models with the new fabrics and the new materials that last a little bit longer. They're all on stock, and you can save $1,000 to $5,000 on the spas and the swim spas. All you got to do is get there. I-40 and Witten Road. You don't even have to say you heard it on Sports 56, but it wouldn't hurt. Just go tell them. Tell Billy. Tell Lindsay. We sent you. And take in the factory direct pricing sale. That's Family Leisure, I-40 and Witten Road. I got a lot of metal, Zach Boyd. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We'll start with bronze medal. I got a lot of golf stuff in here. I'm going to start with Miles Russell. Who, you may ask? Miles Russell is a 15-year-old kid who was the AJGA Junior Golfer of the Year, Player of the Year in the AJGA, okay? He's the youngest guy to make a cut, and he did it on the Corn Ferry Tour, 15 years old. He made the cut, first guy to make a cut on a PGA or a Corn Ferry Tour event since 1983. So we're talking 41 years ago. I believe there was an amateur who made the cut. I think he was a Japanese player who made the cut at Augusta. That's the last guy that age to make a cut on a Pro Tour event like that. Miles Russell from out of nowhere. He's a high school sophomore, for goodness sake. How about that? Miles Russell gets a bronze medal. Damian Lillard gets a bronze medal. 35 points in the first half. The Bucks beat Indy without Giannis, and they do it easily, 109-94. In fact, every one of the high seeds won. There was only one good game, close competitive game, I thought, this past weekend, and that was OKC and New Orleans, and the Pelicans probably should have won the game. But New Orleans couldn't quite make the clutch shots. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did make a couple of clutch shots at the end. OKC, the number one seed, does win by two last night. McCollum had a shot at the horn, would have won the game. It did not go in. I'm going to give a silver medal to Scottie Scheffler. In case you have not heard, Scottie Scheffler won today at Harbortown. That means he has won four of the last five events, two in a row. I believe it's only the second time since the German golfer has done the two-step where you won Augusta and you won in Harbortown. Great German golfer. Plays on the seniors. One more senior events than anybody else. Can't think of his name at this very moment. Zach, you know what I'm talking about? Skinny. Used to be blonde. Now it's gray. Oh, man.
Not top anyway, of my
head. He's the last guy to do that, to win that since the 80s. Here's what Scottie Scheffler has done in the last five events. He won the Arnold Palmer. He then won the Players, which is, I think, the most lucrative of all the tournaments. Finished second at Houston, won the Masters, and now won the RBC, which is a signature event. He's won $16 million in the last 5 weeks. Wow. I don't think Arnold Palmer won $16 million in his entire career. Now, I'm not talking about endorsements. I'm talking prize money. That is absolutely crazy. Somebody called to let me know who the German was, right?
Yes, it was. It was Bernard Langer.
Bernard Langer!
Langer, excuse me.
Can't believe I couldn't remember his name. Thank you out there for helping me out of my senior moment. And then I got to give the silver medal to Shohei Ohtani. Shohei yesterday hit his 176th major league home run. That is the most ever by a Japanese ball player in the American major leagues. He surpasses a guy that was his idol, Hideki Matsui. 176, and he applauded, saluted Hideki, realized what a great honor that was to get past him. Now, Shohei says, I got to play in a World Series one day. Good for Shohei Ohtani. And then my gold, just one. It's easy. It's Nelly Korda. Who is Nelly Korda, you might say? I think you know her by now. She's the LPGA superstar. Father was an incredible ATP tennis player who won a Grand Slam event. Mother was a tennis player as well. Her sister is a golfer. She's got a brother who's also a tennis player. You talk about an athletic family. But Nelly Korda did something only two others have done. They were Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam, and that is to win five straight LPGA events. She won her second major by winning the Chevron yesterday. She did it in outstanding style. So now she's won five in a row. She will go for her sixth in a row this weekend. Look, to go for five in a row when you're trying to get into the same territory with Lopez and Sorenstam, there's a lot of pressure on you. Ever since she got a TP at the Woodlands, I guess it's TPC Woodlands, when she arrived there last week, everybody was talking about this. Could she win five in a row? And she had to come from behind to do it. Nelly Korda is an amazing athlete. What a beautiful, easy golf swing. She could be the first ever to win six in a row. We will stay tuned on that. Man, between Caitlin Clark and now Nelly Korda, it is a great time to be a woman athlete. Those are my good medals.
Great medals, Dave.
Thank you.
My medals for today, my bronze, I will give that to Tyler Reddick for winning the Talladega, the Geico 400 Talladega.
Yeah, how about, he's won all over the place, hasn't he now?
Tyler Reddick?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No? Oh, I'm thinking of Verstappen. I'm thinking Formula One.
Yeah. No, that's Verstappen you're thinking.
Verstappen.
Yeah, Tyler.
That's how much I take a look at auto racing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this is NASCAR, Dave.
Okay, sorry. NASCAR used to be big, right? The sport that used to own America for like 3-5 years, something like that.
Something like that. Now I think it's still a part of I guess certain races kind of grabs the nation's attention. Daytona, Talladega.
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
They all just make left-hand turns.
Race
though,
that's here. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, like it's here, but obviously F1 is the more popular one.
F1 is now more popular than NASCAR.
It's getting there.
Okay, it used to be, right? Then NASCAR took the country by storm.
Yeah,
and then NASCAR sort of went away.
Yeah, so F1 is starting to make its rounds to being more popular.
Okay,
but Tyler Reddick.
So give me the Tyler Reddick story because I don't really know it.
Who?
Tyler Reddick.
Yeah. So funny enough, he drives for Team Jordan. That's Michael Jordan's team.
Ah.
Yeah. He was sporting the 4-5 car on Sunday.
Oh, so it's 45.
Yeah.
Not 23?
No, the 23 is Bubba Wallace.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So he was sporting the 45 car. He was up there in the lead towards the back right before they got to the checkered line. Fell behind. There was a big crash along the front straight, and he came swooping on through.
Wow.
And got the win.
How about that?
Just swooping on through.
Is that his first win?
Reddick gets my bronze. Silver medals, I got to give it to the NBA playoffs. It's here. It's finally here. And we're going to see the stars shine on the brightest of stage.
Like Damian Lillard yesterday.
Jokic going for 32. You had another player. You had Donovan going for 30. Jason Tatum with a triple-double.
James Harden looked like the old James Harden for the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard.
But obviously adjustments are going to be made, but when around this time of the year, the stars are going to shine. And they're going to have to shine if their team wants to get to the finals. Another silver medal here for me. It is the NFL draft is this week. Finally. Oh, after so much talk for like the last, feels like last
since the
months.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We start talking draft right after the Super Bowl. The NFL, there's no league ever in history that has better marketing than the NFL. There is never a week that you don't talk something NFL.
Oh, man. So now we're finally here. It's the week of. It's happening this Thursday.
Yes, thank goodness.
And I can't wait to figure out which team is going to get a quarterback because I'm tired of talking about quarterbacks. I'm tired of hearing about quarterbacks.
Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear. We know that. That's the first pick. Now, who goes next is interesting.
Are you excited to get Caleb Williams?
I am. The Bears really you could say Jim McMahon a little bit, but that team was not predicated on McMahon. It was defense and Walter Payton. The Bears really haven't had what you would call a premier top 4 or 5 guy in the league quarterback since Sid Luckman, okay? We're talking 100 years almost. No, not quite that, but 80, 70, 80 years. It's time for Chicago to have a quarterback.
Understood. So it's finally here. We'll figure out who goes where.
I really thought Justin Fields might be that guy, but he's not.
Who?
I thought Justin Fields was going to be the guy, but he was not.
I still think he can be the guy.
We'll see.
I think he can. It's just I think Chicago's situation wasn't right for him.
Maybe. I don't see it happening with him, personally. I don't think he makes decisions quick enough. He decides to run too much. I don't think he's got it in him. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yep, there's going to be a lot of movement especially in the first round. You got a lot of good players available in that first round. So I think there's gonna be a lot of movement on Thursday to shake things up a little bit.
All right, what's your gold?
My gold. Funny enough, it's gonna be in the golf scene, and I think it's very obvious. Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters and now the RBC Heritage in back-to-back weeks. Funny enough, he was not at the top of the leaderboards the first two rounds.
No.
It took a 63 on Saturday for him to vault up the leaderboard to take the lead. And sure enough, just held on to it.
Well, he had a five-stroke lead at one time late in the day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then the rains came and everything was delayed. But Scottie Scheffler is unbelievable. He is, and I look forward to talking with Ted Butler about this. He's doing things that Tiger Woods was doing.
Yeah.
Not saying he's going to be Tiger Woods, because I'm not sure we'll ever see that again. But we're witnessing a period of greatness right now. What this guy has done the last couple of years is pretty outstanding. And 4 and 5 weeks, and he missed a short putt that would have been 5 and 5 weeks, like mm-hmm. Korda. We're watching something that is really good.
Speaking of doing something that Tiger has done, Nelly Korda, 5 straight wins.
I know it.
Since Tiger, 5 straight wins.
Well, only two other women in history have done that. Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam. This is a heck of a story. Can she get 6 and be the first ever to do that?
Why not?
All eyes will be, I think it's in L.A. for that one. All right, my Russ, I have 2. I'll start with the Chicago White Sox. Swept by Philly. They're now 3-18 on the year. They're the 10th team in history that have lost 18 of their first 21 games. Only the 10th since Major League Baseball began that started a year 3-18. Somebody had the prediction out there, was on ESPN Plus, that the White Sox would lose 120 games this year. They just might. They just might win 42 and lose 120 the way things are going. 3-18. My final rest has to go to Memphis softball. They are now 5-37 this year. They are 1-20 in their own conference. The only team they beat was one game, so they lost the series to UTSA, which I think has only won 3 games all year in the conference. In the 2 years Stephanie Van Brinkel-Prothrow has been the head coach, they have 13 wins. That's it. Wow. They've sort of regressed this year after I thought they might get better. They got a couple of nice freshmen in. It's just not working out.
Setbacks happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
You got a rust?
I have no rust this week.
Okay.
It's been a good week. I ain't think there shouldn't be any rust.
Yeah, I don't see how you can give the White Sox not a rust after that kind of performance. Ooh.
That's if the White Sox are in my peripheral.
Yeah, they sure are. They're already out the door. And those are our medals. They're brought to you by the Spirit Shop. Weekend's over. Time to stock up. You do that so easily by going to 4848 Poplar. Poplar and St. Nick, right down from Clark Tower. You've seen it before. It's a little log cabin, but it's not so little inside. They got everything you could possibly want when it comes to spirits, from even recipe books to stuff to rim your glass, all the seasonings that you might want for a particular drink. They got it. They got every local beer. They've got every valuable or middle of the road or up and comer. Something that's cheap now that's going to be valuable. That could be wine. That could be tequila. It could be bourbon. Anything that's a spirit, they've got it. And they've got the knowledge to tell you the difference between really good, up and coming, and maybe just a bargain. They've got the education. They've got the product. They've got the location. They're the best. They're the Spirit Shop. Eddie Connor's place right there at Poplar and St. Nick. Back in a minute to Tampa we go. TJ Reeves is right around the corner.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Wolo and Friends on Sports 56, presented by Homer Skelton Hyundai. Here once again is the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin. Hey,
oh, what a day to go hit some golf balls. Miramichi's the place you gotta go. You know they got memberships too now. You can't beat Miramichi, you know. What they say is it means in some Indian jargon, the place of happy retreat. It's all nature. It's all beautiful. The back nine is a meandering stream in a forest. There's challenge and there's memberships. You can get great golf memberships where you play a lot more golf for a lot less money out of your pocket. They're only $300 a month plus tax. That includes unlimited rounds, range balls, no extra card fees. Like, even at a country club, you got to pay a cart fee. Not at Miramichi. You get priority tee time booking, discounts in the pro shop, and the best of all, no initiation fee. We're talking $300 a month. You can use their practice facilities, all those. It's amazing. It's a win-win. Call today for membership. You want to act fast. There's only a few spots left to be a member at Miramichi. Let's go to Tampa NFL Draft Thursday night. It's a quarterback draft, isn't it? TJ Reeves, good morning.
Is this the place of happiness? I think I just heard that on the ad. Yes. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, it is.
And I guess there's some teams that feel like it's going to be the place of happiness when they go get their quarterback, including someone's Bears.
Yes.
Looking at Caleb Williams, there's no mystery there that that's what they're doing. The real mystery is what are they doing with the next pick?
All right, so I have said this just a few minutes ago to my man Zach Boyd. The Chicago Bears have not had a premier quarterback, I mean, let's say a top four or five quarterback in the league since Sid Luckman. Is Caleb Williams
and
the
Zach,
guy?
And Zach looked at you as he should have, like, how many, what planet are you on? Who's Sid Luckman? It's been a while.
That's
why
my point.
With leather helmets when Sid Luckman played, but it's been a while.
It was close to leather
helmets. And it's not lack of trying. Justin Fields was the flavor of the recent, right? And before that, it was who else? Like,
well, that's it.
A litany of Cade McNown. Who else in the top 10 or 15 of the first round? The Bears kept taking quarterbacks in the last 20 or 30 years, and none of it's ever really panned out.
Well, no, I agree. So my question for you is this, very simple. Is Caleb Williams that guy? Do you think he's going to be, for the Bears, a generational quarterback?
No. Short answer, no. Huh. And I think there's a couple of things that stand out. The first one is, I don't know how good of a pocket passer he really is. And you hear that all the time. But, I mean, we were talking about these same things with Justin Fields a few years ago. If you're not a guy that can consistently stand there and stand tall and hang in there with pressure coming and go to the second read and go to the third read without trying to freelance around, run around, you know, go make plays with your legs, yes, some of the time. If you can't consistently stand there, read, and throw, you are up against it, especially on a team, you know, that is obviously deficient, lacking talent. That's why they're picking you number one overall or in the top five for a lot of these guys. So that my concern is, can Caleb Williams be a guy that 2 years from now, 5 years from now, is standing in the pocket, reading defenses, going to the second read, going to the third read, because that's what the NFL is all about. That's the guys that truly succeed. Even the ones that have been mobile quarterbacks before, like a Cam Newton, like a Michael Vick, whomever, they could still stand in the pocket and do that. You can go all the way back to Steve Young. Steve Young was ahead of the game mobile quarterback, but he would stand in the pocket and pick you apart. Now, granted, you make the argument that you could pick a lot of people apart with Jerry Rice, John Taylor, and whomever else you're throwing the ball to. But can Caleb Williams, I'll hit that back over the net to you, can Caleb Williams be that guy out of what you've seen in the USC offense for your Bears?
I don't know, because he didn't have a lot of great weapons, and yet his offensive numbers for the Trojans as a unit were pretty good. So I don't know. I think he will be better than Justin Fields, but I will confess to you, as I said earlier, I thought Justin Fields was going to be a really good quarterback. So I don't know. Is there a quarterback in this mix with Jaden Daniels, with May, with Bo
Nix?
And
by the way, Jaden Daniels, for all the SEC love and the Heisman Trophy win, has the same question mark of can you – yes, it's great that you can take off with your wheels and go 50, 60, 70 yards. But can you stand and read defenses consistently out of the pocket where teams want you to play?
Right.
That's the adjustment to the NFL, to the point.
I'm with you. I don't know if any of those quarterbacks, and they say, You know, three of the first four picks are going to be quarterbacks. I'm not sure any one of those is going to be a great player. I don't know, though.
Well, let's just look, because Baker Mayfield is now back here in Tampa Bay on the second contract. But go back to that draft, which is, what, 6 years ago now? All right, so that draft had Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, all right, in that draft.
Yeah, the chosen
and everybody
Rosen.
Everybody was certain that out of all of those quarterbacks, you were looking at potential Pro Bowl, Super Bowl contending Hall of Famers. How about within three seasons, Rosen is completely out of the NFL. Sam Darnold is now on like his fourth team, literally, his fourth or fifth team because he's now in Minnesota. And Baker Mayfield is now on his fourth or fifth team. Right. And these were the guys we were talking about 6 or 7 years ago at this time. This is going to change the Cleveland Browns. This is going to change the New York Jets. What a deal that the Cardinals got that Josh Rosen slid to them at number 10. And here we are again talking up that same position and how hard it is. And those guys obviously didn't pan out. And they were, Mayfield not as much, but Rosen and Darnold were much more known as pocket guys to be able to stand and read defenses, and they couldn't do it. You know who the best quarterback out of that draft is? Is Lamar Jackson, who was picked at the end of the first round by Baltimore. And yes, Lamar is fast and can do it with his legs, but Lamar has shown much more aptitude at doing what? Standing in the pocket, reading a defense, and throwing the ball. And that's why he succeeded a bunch.
And that's why Justin Fields did not.
Correct.
In my estimation. Yeah. So if you were the Bears GM, and you've got this first pick, and you know you're picking a quarterback, that's why you gave Justin Fields away, which one would you take?
Are you talking about taking somebody other than Caleb Williams?
I'm saying of this group, you've got five or six quarterbacks that will probably go in the first round. Which one do you think is going to make it?
That's the crapshoot, because everybody loves Drake May at North Carolina. We are partial to our Tampa guy, Michael Penix, who has the injury concerns and is older, but Penix is huge. He's almost 6'6", big left-handed thrower, succeeded at Indiana, then obviously succeeded at the highest level for Washington last year. Maybe he's that guy. Caleb Williams has the best chance coming out of Lincoln Riley's offense to put up explosive numbers. But don't be surprised if two or three of these guys that we're seeing on Thursday night whose names are called end up flaming out with their team. The chances are they're going to, and they're not even with their team 2 or 3 years from now.
Right.
That's the current trend is if there are 4, 5, 6 quarterbacks going early, they end up washing out. They end up washing out with their team. It's that difficult. Play the position.
What are your Bucks going to do?
That's a great question. So it's usually a long night when I'm there hosting the draft coverage when they're picking at the back of the first round, which they are after being in the playoffs and won a playoff game. They're picking 26th. So you got to sit and watch an awful lot unfold for about literally 3 hours, 3 hours and 20 minutes, something like that, before it starts getting in range of, okay, here we go. Here's the 23rd pick. Here's the 24th pick. I think they're looking at interior offensive line. I think they're also looking at, they don't consult with me, but I think they're looking at pass rusher. But again, unlike some of these teams up at the top, like the Bears, like the Cardinals, the Commanders, those kind of teams, the Buccaneers night is a much longer wait-and-see night at the back of the first round.
All right. We have seen some amazing golf.
Yes.
On both tours, the LPGA and the PGA. I know I'm going to talk with Ted Butler about this, too. I just looked this up. Scotty Scheffler has won $16 million in the last 5 weeks. $16
million. Good to be him.
Do you know, now I will tell you, Arnold Palmer's net worth when he died was $885 million. How much do you think he made in golf, though? What was his
career
golf earnings?
I would bet it's under $5 million in career earnings on the course. Well, wait a minute, we got to include the Champions Tour.
It's half of that.
$2.5 million.
Yeah.
Nicklaus is probably not $10 million, right?
I didn't look.
In actual on-course, something like that?
Right, I'm probably right. But all I know is Arnold Palmer, who really brought golf into national popularity because he was the first TV golf star.
That's right.
He only made $2.5 million his whole career. Scottie Scheffler just made $16 million in 5 weeks.
These guys are reaping the benefit from Palmer and Nicklaus and Watson and players, Tiger. And those guys laying the groundwork.
Tiger.
And then some guy named Tiger Woods shows up, and the numbers exponentially go up, much like Woloshin numbers. Now we got tens of millions flowing every which direction on this tour that they're playing for. And I did see on the winning stats, I did not realize this. So this is Scheffler's 10th career win on the PGA Tour and or majors. 10 wins now in something like 70-something events for him. I would have lost money that Tiger wasn't the fastest to 10 career wins. It's actually David Duval. Did you see this stat? They were putting it up. It was earlier this morning. Duval got to 10 career wins in like 33 starts. Tiger got to his 10th career win in 54 starts in his career. This includes the majors and the PGA Tour. Scheffler, it's like 70-something or 80-something for that. Still remarkable. To win 10 times in 80 starts is one every eight. That's amazing. 10 and 5. All right, but now here's the other of all the amazing Tiger Woods stats we just keep quoting. So Tiger got to 10 wins in 54 starts, something like that. He won 10 more times in the next 17 starts. Hello.
Wow.
10 more in the next 17, where Tiger's got 20 wins and he only had like 70-something career starts. I mean, it's just staggering when you go back and look at the records, and the win rate and how amazing he was. Because like everybody keeps talking about the career Grand Slam, like for Rory.
Right.
You know, can he get it's 10 years on. Can he get the Masters? Can he get the career Grand Slam? Tiger won all four in a 10-month period at the end of 2000 and through 2001.
Yeah. The Tiger Slam.
He won them all in 10 months.
I know.
It's crazy when you go back and look at those numbers.
It is. It's absurd. I don't think anybody will ever duplicate that, because there's just too many great players that are out there. But this is pretty dominant. I mean, he's one putt away from five straight, like Nelly Korda just did.
Nelly Korda of Bradenton, Florida, now more famous than her tennis playing father, Peter.
Yeah.
It's incredible the role she's been on, the role that Scheffler's been on, and enjoy it while it lasts, because it's not guaranteed to keep up. Even though they're both young and they have the games that apparently can do that. Scheffler's amazing. And good on him that after the Masters, I realize they elevated this event and increased the purses and encouraged these guys, come play the event, come play Hilton Head. And he goes and plays it and wins again. That's only going to help for the PGA Tour, obviously.
You know what? There's only 69 guys. It's a huge purse and there's no cut. Of course they're going to come.
This is the way they're combating what the LIV has done with elevated events, fewer people in the field, more money, that kind of thing. And it's good that they're moving that around. They moved it around to Hilton Head for this year.
Speaking of which, last thing, what have you heard about the so-called merger that was going to happen last June?
Yeah,
then they found the money with the group in the Northeast.
Remember all the pomp and circumstance that this was going to get done and the LIV Tour was going to get extinguished. None of that's happened. And I think the ultimate, from what I've been told, the ultimate is they will work out several elevated joint events together somewhere down the road. But it's no accident that Jay Monahan was essentially pushed to the side and the players took control, with Tiger leading that, Patrick Cantlay, Rory McIlroy, and they secured $3 billion, Woloshin money again, $3 billion with a B, $3 billion in American money to fund the tour and to invest into the tour in advertising, etc. And once they did that, they don't need this deal anymore.
Right.
They've neutered the deal.
Yeah,
so I think
when the tour, the LIV Tour, then offered John Rahm $500 million.
That's correct.
And we heard they offered, although he denied it.
Can't we all get along? Can't we all have two tours and just play the majors and get along? And maybe that's the next step here in 2020.
Maybe it is. T.J. Reeves, as always, we appreciate it. We will
good
speak
to be with
to
you.
Soon.
Let me know when we're golfing. I'll roll up there to Miramichi or wherever else we're playing.
Perfect.
Beautiful 70-degree day in Tampa Bay. I should be on the course today, but I'm not. But it's always good to be with you.
Always good. Thank you. you. We appreciate it. That is our man in Tampa. That is TJ Reeves. He's brought to you by the Eflin Insurance Team. All they do is protect you the collaborative way. They get to know you and your family. That's what they do before, and they want to know your budget, before they can protect your car, your home, your future with life insurance. They do the same thing with businesses. If you've got a small to mid-sized business, they're going to learn you, your product, your employees, what's important. They may even forecast you out a little bit and then find out what your budget is and then pick out the perfect commercial insurance. All you got to do is call 901-386-4777. That 4777 spells out GRR because they're huge Tiger supporters. 901-386-GRR. Get protected the collaborative way. Protect your family and your business with the Eflin Insurance Team. Back in a minute, more golf with the man. That's Ted Butler. He's next.
Be sure to follow us at Sports56WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports56WHBQ. Now back to Wolo and Friends on Sports 56. Presented by Homer Skelton Hyundai. Here once again is the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin. All we hear is
radio. Let's head to summer golfing games. Our instructor, our guru, Ted Butler on golf, standing by. Not busy at all. Nothing happened in the world of golf, is there?
Not a thing.
You ever hear, by the way, before this morning, if you were listening, you ever hear of Miles Russell before?
No.
So we got a guy that I'm crazy about, Dakota Cunningham, who's a great AJGA player.
I know Dakota
player.
Very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dakota, who I think wants to go to Memphis. I hope
right.
Blake will consider him because I think he's going to be incredible. But
Steve and I talked about that last week. Right.
Miles Russell is a 15-year-old who was the AJGA Player of the Year, who, for the first time since 1983, made the cut, finished 20th at the Corn Ferry Tour event. I mean, we got golf happening all over the place. Scheffler wins again today. Nelly Korda is only the third woman ever to win five straight LPGA Tour events. She's going for a sixth this weekend. That's crazy. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better time for the sport of golf.
Absolutely. You know, Scheffler continues to amaze me with how straight he hits the ball, how great his short game is. The whole tour is waiting for his wife to have a baby, so he'll go away for a while.
Yeah, they're open.
I mean, really, he's just he's on a different plane right now, and I don't know who's going to stop it. And Nelly, I think she's got the best swing in golf. I cannot see a single flaw in her golf swing.
Who does it remind you of? Is there anybody that you, because you always got comparisons?
Well, maybe Steve Elkington back in his prime. I can't remember another woman golfer that, well, I don't know.
You know what?
I thought about that.
What is amazing to me is how tall she stays throughout her entire swing.
Mm-hmm. And her coach, they showed him on the practice team the way he's holding her head steady.
Yes,
with
yes.
The club and holding her and her back. And he's the same guy that teaches Patrick Cantlay, Jamie Mulligan. He's really good, and they all have great swings.
You know,
but Scheffler is just incredible.
I was impressed at how long they hit the ball. Now they hit the ball from 270 to 290 off the tee box. Remember, I can remember forever. One of the reasons why I could relate to women's golf was because they would hit a 7-iron 150 yards just like me. Now, they're hitting 7-irons 165 yards.
On the 17th hole yesterday.
Yeah.
She hit that 7-iron once and lifted out.
I know.
And it almost went in.
I know.
And this is for history. she's something else. So, I don't know what they're going to do about her.
So, Scotty Scheffler won four of his last five. He's made $16 million because he had a second at Houston. He's won incredible tournaments. I think Arnold Palmer's, the Players, Augusta, and Harbortown, and at Houston finishes second. So that's $16 million against the best fields on really hard courses. I mean, it's all amazing stuff. $16 million. I looked this up. Arnold Palmer, his whole career, just on course, not, you know, his estate when he died was $885 million. So, you know,
right.
But just golf earnings, $2.5 million. So he's already, he made $16 million in 5 weeks. It took a career for Arnold Palmer to make $2.5 million.
Well, Palmer was the first guy ever to win $100,000 in 1 year. Long, long time ago. He broke the 100,000 mark for a year. So, a lot more money now.
Man, somebody just texted on the Sissy's Log Cabin text line. They said there was an article that showed, and I don't know how many tournaments Tiger won at this time, but in 2001, if you had today's money, the Tiger year would have produced a payout of $92 million.
Well, I'm not surprised. He won everything. You know, he won. Yeah. The comparisons are a little bit early, but Tiger won 7 times in a row 1 year, and that's the most since Byron Nelson, as far as I know.
That's and Byron Nelson was 11, and it ended right here at Chickasaw Country Club.
Right, on the 16th hole in that little valley. I wasn't there. I just happened to know that.
Well, I'm shocked you weren't there.
Well, I was probably playing with Sam Snead somewhere else. The Scheffler is just amazing, and the rest of his swing, the only person it reminds me of is Johnny Miller back in 73 when Miller won 8 tournaments that year, and he's got that same left ankle twisted over, right foot skidding a little bit, not near as drastic as Scheffler does, and he had knee problems. You know, Miller got late in his career, he had severe knee problems, and I'm worried about Scheffler because all the guys are nipping at his heels, but they're never going to get him because his heels aren't on the ground.
You know what though? Here's my question for you. This is a fair question. I always thought it would be his ankle that would like do him in. Not Miller, because I didn't really remember that Miller had the kind of foot movement that's so wild that Scheffler has.
No, not that drastic.
I think Scheffler's ankles are the ones that are going to go. But if it were his knee, think about this, because they didn't have this technology. Today, you can get a knee replacement and prolong your career, right? I don't know that there's any loss of range of motion or flexibility or whatever with the new materials and the techniques they use with new knees. It's pretty phenomenal stuff. There was a knee issue like that, you know, maybe the career doesn't wind down like it did for Johnny Miller.
Well, and he's been doing it since he was 6 years old. You know, Randy Smith, his teacher, and he said, I never changed that move, never one time. And the golf now, it's all about speed. You know, I was talking to Scott Felix last week about this, and everybody that comes in is jumping off the ground trying to hit the ball as far as they can hit it.
Right.
And that's the way golf is right now. The equipment is getting hotter and faster, and I guess it's good for the game.
Well, let me ask you this. If Scottie Scheffler had come to you eight years ago, would you have changed that swing?
No, not the way he hits the ball. I mean, how could you? I mean, he's every single shot straight, and he can draw and fade the ball without looking like he's going to draw and fade the ball. You know, most pros, you can see, like, they aim right, and they're going to hit a low draw.
Mm-hmm.
And Scheffler, he sets up the same way every single time and moves it whatever way he wants.
How does he do that? Just shifting the club?
It's got to be a club face, mm-hmm. or he just does like Fred Couples and pictures a shot and hits it. You know, just imagines the shot, or Bubba Watson. They just imagine the shot and just hit it without changing things on purpose.
I don't see how you can do that.
That's why we do radio.
Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. Is Kelly Nordica, Nelly Korda gonna is she gonna win 6 in a row?
I don't know how they're going to stop her. Somebody's going to have to go off the rails, and I don't see her falling down anywhere. I mean, the whole thing in women's sports right now with Caitlin Clark and Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles, the women are just surging from everywhere.
It's really impressed. Something to see. You know, I said this before, but I never seriously in my life would have thought that an NCAA championship in basketball, that a women's tournament or championship game, Final Four, would outdraw on television the men. But it did. And it's all about what Rune Arledge knew years ago, up close and personal, get somebody that is star-like, get to know them, and you care about them, and you want to watch them. And that's what happened with Caitlin Clark. That may happen with Nelly Korda. Now, we all know this story. I can't imagine the ratings wouldn't be good for, I think it's in L.A. that they play on Sunday, or next Thursday.
Well, I was going back and forth yesterday, watching it. I'm extremely intrigued by brilliance. And she doesn't hit any bad shots.
No.
You know, just it's such a stable swing, and her demeanor, and her dad being a tennis pro, you know, they come from athletic background.
Yeah. Her brother's a tennis pro, and her sister, you know, she's a pro golfer too.
Right.
She's taking time off for to have her first child. But look, my goodness, what an athletic family. It's incredible. It's in the genes, baby. It's
I
in the genes.
It.
Thank you, Ted. We'll talk next week.
All right, Dave.
That is our man, Ted Butler, on golf. He's brought to you by the good folks at Grind City Brewing. They are taking care of beerness, and they're taking care of entertainment in Memphis. They always have concerts now at this beautiful brewery that is just north of downtown. So easy to find, so much fun to go to. A view of the skyline, a view of the bridges, picnic tables, a stage that's set up. It's a great venue. And then you go in the brewery. Of course, you can get these all over. You can get Poppy's Pills, the Pilsner. You can get Thaddeus, that's the lager. You can get the Godhopper, the Pale Ale. You can get Tiger Tail, the craft malt liquor. You can get any of those at places like the Spirit Shop. But if you want to go downtown and enjoy a concert, if you want to enjoy just the weather and the beautiful surroundings, go to the brewery and go inside and get the product. It's that simple. Entertainment and beerness. It's all being taken care of by Grind City Brewing, downtown Memphis, Tennessee. That'll do it for us. Happy Monday to all of you. Johnny Radio is right around the corner. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early.